This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I'm going to be doing a lot more podcasts on self-defense and firearms, some gear reviews, some strategies that, tips, things like that, that people need to use in their self-defense. And the reason I'm doing that is because our world is becoming more unpredictable, as you have seen with the Texas church shooting and the Las Vegas Mandalay Bay shooting and other, crazy shootings, the Orlando gay nightclub shooting and things like that. This is the time for each and every citizen to be armed, but intelligently so, legally, and to have the know-how, the skills of how to safely store or deploy these tools for self-defense. So I'm not going to be writing that many articles about this, but I will do a lot more podcasts about it. And you can see some of our articles, by the way, at gear.news and guns.news, a couple of websites that we publish. So, of course, my name is Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me, the Health Ranger here. And just as a quick background on this topic, I am a concealed carry holder, and I am a long-range target shooter, as well as, tactically trained in handgun combat and things like that. And I've had to do this because of self-defense reasons, because of all the threats against my life and so on. And over the years, I've been privileged to train with everybody from, just thinking a few things I don't want to mention. I'll just say competent people from around the globe. Let's put it that way. So with that said, today's topic is about the subject of why you probably have too much gear and not enough practice. Now, most people who own guns do not know how to use them with a level of proficiency that I would consider to be really necessary. There are a lot of people who have a lot of guns and a lot of ammunition, and they've got pistols and rifles and shotguns, and for most people, they are gear heavy, but skills, like low on the skills. They need the skills more than they need any new gear. And I used to be this way, so I know exactly what I'm talking about here. It's very easy to say, oh, you know what? There's a new pistol that's come out. I need that pistol. It's going to be better, more proficient, or easier to carry. Or there's a new rifle that's come out. It's got a better trigger. Or the rifle has a better handguard. Oh, you got a key mod handguard now. And you got to get your key mod, or you got to get your M-lock, or whatever. There's new features, and it's easy to chase features and end up with, buying stuff that just makes you gear heavy. But have you really put that through its paces? So what I see is a lot of people who, they have a lot of whiz-bang stuff, but their skills really suck. And believe it or not, this is even true among law enforcement. So I know a lot of guys on the police force. I know a lot of guys, sheriff's deputies, actual sheriffs, police chiefs, and former FBI guys, and tons of veterans and, military veterans and so on, special forces people and so on. And you know who's really got the best skills in all this? It's not the police. It's the military guys. Because they had to use this every day. You take a guy who was out there running, like a U.S. Marine, let's say. U.S. Marine that was out there kicking in doors in, Afghanistan, let's say, or Iraq. They're kicking in doors and they're clearing rooms. They do not mess around. They have skills galore. And whatever the military didn't teach them, they learned from their buddies on the job. So they know how to shoot the bolts off a door. They know how to clear a room behind doors, up in the cubby holes of the closets. They know how to use flashbangs to distract their intended targets and so on. These guys have skills. But law enforcement are really, across the board, lacking in skills for the simple reason that law enforcement in America is very heavy on the bureaucracy and the paperwork and the qualification, but not as much emphasis is put on the actual skills that cops need in the streets in a gunfight. And that's why there's kind of a joke inside law enforcement community that the New York cops can't hit anything when they pull the trigger. It's as if the city of New York, which is basically a liberal anti-gun city, doesn't even want their own cops to be able to shoot straight. So they don't even really give their cops sufficient training. And in many places, you have budget limitations where the cops only get a certain amount of ammo per month to use for practice. And sometimes that can be as little as a 50-round box per month. And just by comparison, 50 rounds a month, that's like one box of 9mm ammo. That is not enough to remain proficient. By comparison, for me personally, because I train on firearms quite a lot, there are months where I will go through literally 5,000 rounds of ammunition, sometimes handgun, sometimes rifle, or a combination thereof. 5,000 rounds versus 50 rounds. That is a huge difference, and that's why a lot of police officers, even though they want to get better, they would love to be able to practice more shooting if they had more ammo given to them by the city. They can't afford to do that on their own. You know, they don't have, let's say, the discretionary income that I have, because I don't buy fancy cars and I don't buy fancy homes and I'm not into luxury lifestyles, but I do spend money on skills building. I spend money on education. You know, I go to science classes, by the way. I get certified on lab instruments. I invest in education. And for me, buying ammunition is also an investment in skills training, skills building. So I'll spend money on ammunition. It's one of the few things I actually spend a lot of money on. Like, I won't spend money on a pair of shoes. I'll walk around in a pair of shoes that's duct taped together. It's like totally trashed, but it's comfortable. I'm like, hey, these are fine. I'm going to keep wearing these. Slap some duct tape, or Gorilla Tape actually is what I use. Slap some Gorilla Tape on these shoes. Keep wearing them. But I'll spend, you know, $1,000 a month on ammunition. That's just my priorities, because I'm really into preparedness and survival. That's just the way I do it. I don't buy jewelry. I don't buy fashion bags. You know, I don't buy what do people spend money on? Frappuccinos at Starbucks? No, I'm out there buying, you know, 115 grain, 9mm ammo or what have you. So I'm building skills, and this is what you need to be doing more of. And so the next time you're thinking about buying a gun or a rifle, which you should own at least one good working version of each, you should have a good handgun and a good rifle. The next time you're thinking about buying another one, maybe you should spend that money on ammunition and go to the range, go get an instructor, go take some lessons, go learn how to deploy what you already own. Have you gone through the use of your optics? Have you done single shot sight ins? Like, suppose your rifle isn't sighted in. Do you know how to sight that in by firing a single shot? If you don't know how to do that, you're not really prepared. You know, I will often sight in my rifle with a single shot, you know, with the help of someone spotting for me with a mil dot scope. So one rifle shot, boom, you can sight it in. Everybody in the Marines knows how to do that. That's because they need that skill. They can't take 30 minutes on the enemy battlefield and fire off 25 rounds and try to sight, oh, two clicks to the right. No, you don't have time to do that. By that time, the enemy's zeroing in on you because you're making a racket with all your noise. If you fire off a single shot, it's hard for the enemy to know where you are. It's very hard to directionally locate a single shot. So if you can sight in your rifle by firing a single shot, you are way ahead of the game. And all that means is understanding you have your point of aim, and then you have the point of impact, and you need to know how many mils high, low, left, or right is your point of impact versus your point of aim. And then you need to know how many clicks that is on your rifle, your optics, to bring that to zero. And that's it. You do the clicks. You know that for you, every click is maybe 1/10 of a mil, hopefully. Or if you're running the old style stuff, 1/4 of an MOA. So your rifle comes in to zero, you're good to go. You don't have to mess around for half an hour. So that's a skill set that comes with practice. And it doesn't even require burning a lot of ammo, by the way. Check out more news at gear.news. And we also run guns.news as well for information about firearms and self-defense and so on. And I thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here.
You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.